From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May 27th at 8:55, and we have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We have a mixed start this Wednesday morning in Chicago. First, turning to Chicago corn futures, July corn is currently down 2.25 cents at 4.55 1/4. September down 2.25 cents at 4.62. New crop December 26 corn futures down 2 cents at 4.80. March 27 corn futures down 1¾ cents at 4.94 3/4. Looking at the Chicago soybean complex, July soybeans are up 0.25 cents at 11.86 1/4. August soybeans up 1 cent at 11.86. New crop November 26 bean futures up 0.5 cents at 11.80 3/4. And January 27 bean futures up 0.25 cents at 11.93 3/4. Finally, look at the Chicago wheat market. July wheat futures are currently down 9 cents at 6.26 1/2. September 26 wheat futures down 9 cents at 6.39 1/4. December 26 wheat down 9 cents at 6.59 1/2. And March 27 wheat futures down 9 cents at 6.76 1/2. Yesterday, the USDA released the weekly crop progress numbers, with Illinois advancing up to 86% on corn plantings week over week, which is about 2% higher than the five-year average. Indiana currently sits at 76% planted on corn, which is matching the five-year average. Looking at the soybean planting progress numbers, Illinois is currently at 84%, which is about 9 points higher than the five-year average, while Indiana sits at 74%, 6% higher than the five-year average. Nationwide, corn is 86% planted, 3% higher than the five-year average, and beans are 79% planted, about 11% higher than the five-year average. The market obviously is reacting to a lack of news from China purchases or commitments here over a week ago, as well as a potential deal with the Iranian government for the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. That has caused futures over the last week to decline, and thus leading to continued strengthening basis for both corn and soybeans on old crop as farmers wrap up planting and the end user continues to need movement to fulfill its needs. Look for basis opportunities to continue to strengthen at least through the first part of June as farmers continue to wrap up their field work and the end user continues to need consistent grain movement. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today: a chance of light rain this morning, becoming sunny in the afternoon with a high of 82 degrees with the northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 58 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees, northeast wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 57 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 80 degrees with an east wind 5 miles per hour.